name is Christy. I'm 38, and I've been listening to the Indigo Girls probably since 7th grade.
Can you sing us a line from your favorite Indigo Girls song?
Yes. All right, ready? Juliet! Wait, I don't know what the word is. You dusted and loaded from the start, and I begged, and you exploded into my heart.
I started listening to them years ago, and I've been such a huge fan of this band. Just because I'm gay, you know, so I related to them because for me, I'm 48 years old, and back then, we didn't have a lot of bands that, you know, came out. And when they first came out, I felt like, oh my God, there is a band out there.
Mainstream band
that I related to and I felt close to.
My name is Julie, and we've been fans for
30 years.
Yeah, 30 years.
I have their autographs tattooed on my back.
We just started liking their music when we were in our 20s, and it helped us get, both of us get through some tough times and great times, and we've just had a great time, you know, listening to them all the years.
They pretty much tell the story of our life.
Welcome to Billboard's Soul Sisters podcast. I'm Jesse Katz, and I'm here with my co-host, Dara Golub, in Montclair, New Jersey, for a special backstage episode with two people who are the very embodiment of what we consider a soul sister to be, because we love their souls and their music very much. They are Amy Ray and Emily Sailors, otherwise known as the Indigo Girls.